Pip is on edge and Justin plays it cool tonight at 7.
The Echo Chamber returns to BBC Radio 4.
Inside those walls, 23 hearts are beating. 23 souls are coming too.
The best in contemporary poetry.
This westerly coast is one long animal laid down in the slopes of cove and cliff, bristling with sea life like nerves in the skin.
The Echo Chamber with Paul Farley. The new series starts this Sunday afternoon at 4:30.
But now the second story in the new series of The Interrogation. Today, the detective duo interview a young man with an unusual complaint.
The Interrogation by Roy Williams.
We thought we were the dons, and I swear, I don't think there was a better form of thieves and crooks than us in the whole of London back in the day. We called ourselves the Durnfield Boys, named after our old school, Durnfield Manor. The 80s was our time. Oh, and what a time it was. Marvin, our leader, led from the front, from the time we all met in the same care home to when we walked out of school together, without a single O-level between us. Our motto was, forever and beyond. Nothing finer than that. Dennis, he was the finest oyster I knew. Now, an oyster, otherwise known as a kite, is a shoplifter, a pickpocket. Oxford Street on a Saturday was his turf, and he would lick it clean like a jam jar. He could fleece some rich bloke's wallet and some rich old dear's handbag before either one of them would know what had happened. And he never hurt anyone. That was rule number one in our firm. No one gets hurt. Ever. Yeah, we stole. We stole proper. But we never hurt anybody. We never rioted, certainly not because we were bored and just felt like it, like these young kids nowadays with their postcodes and their blades and their bleeding chat. Carl, my closest mate in the entire world, who I loved like a brother, was a top earner. He was a solid gold number one creeper. Now, creeper is when you walk into office buildings, hotels, like you work there. You see what's on offer and you take it. You're on your toes. Carl grafted some big scores that would bring tears to your eyes. He would creep hotels, some rich Arab's penthouse, and do a sweep. Cars, cash, rings, all that. Like them Arabs would even know it's missing. That is how minted they were. Me? Simple. I fence the gear. Find a buyer for whoever. Did a bit of creeping and oystering on the side, like we all did. From the time I was 11 years old, I was earning. We all taught ourselves how to graft. We could do anything. Jewellery, checkbooks, wallets. Carl and I had a thing. It was like telepathy with us. It was like we used the force. I remember one time, Carl and I got arrested. We were put on remand. Anyhow, after they'd done processing us in the nick, they're marching us through reception on our way to the wings when they have to stop and deal with some incident. They sit us down in an office, warning us not to move an inch. For about 30 seconds, they have their backs to us, can't see us or what we're about. Carl is going all telepathic, telling me with his looks of a gander over by the desk. As I live, there's an open safe, and straight off, my eyeballs were bulging. Now, no one, and I mean no one, knows money better than me, and I could tell there was about 500 notes in there, must have been petty cash or something. Without skipping a beat, I leap over the desk, swipe the notes out from that safe and back in my seat like the Flash, 3 seconds of spare before the screws turned around again without a clue to what had happened. Not a whiff. Am I good? The screws had no idea what was going on. They already had us stripped and searched. We were on our way to the wings. A few weeks later, I'm ghosted out. Lack of evidence or something. On my way out, this screw grabs me, holds me up against the wall going, "It was you, you little scroat, weren't it? Weren't it?" He goes, "Who are you? Houdini's long-lost boy? I don't know for the life of me how, but it was you who swiped that money, weren't it?" I goes, "Nah, nah, don't be silly." It wasn't easy hanging on to that money whilst we're inside. Not easy at all. In a prison, place is full of thieves. Can't trust anyone. The first thing Carl and I did when we got out was share our winnings with the rest of the boys and made a point of how we got it as well. We were talk the entire manor for months. Carl loved that. So did I. You'd be a mug not to. Were we good? Is that a trick question? Nah, we were not good. We were top.
Well, and that's it. The two of you are just going to sit there and laugh at me.
Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
It's been a good while since we had a laugh, isn't it, Max?
Very long time, Sean.
And for that, Marcel, we have you to thank.
So thank you very much, son. Most appreciated.
I ain't your son, old man.
Hey, watch your mouth.
And don't call him old, because he really does not like
that. No, I really do not like that at all.
Yeah, well, you would know, wouldn't you?
What does that mean?
You being his bitch and that.
Marcel, Sean does not like being called a bitch.
I don't care what Sean likes, or what you like for that matter.
And there was me, Marcel, thinking you had changed, that you turned over a new leaf and that.
I didn't think you'd change, Marcel. Not for a single moment did I think you could change.
That's probably why you made the bet, wasn't it, Sean?
That's why I'm grinning right now.
What are you two saying?
Come on, Marcel. I thought you'd know us by now.
What bet?
Did he just shout, Max?
I believe he did, Sean.
Well, he must have confused us with someone else.
Like we are his friends that he hangs around with.
I was just asking a question, yeah?
Well, you might want to try it with a bit more manners next time.
Mind you, I'd have more luck winning the lottery and going out with Beyonce than seeing any manners in this so-called head of yours.
All right. All right. Would you mind telling me, please, what the bet was about?
We just told you.
We're not listening, Marcel.
I got manners. I got plenty of manners.
Just not to us.
The police.
You said it. This is why people don't talk to you.
Well, people don't talk to us because they're scared of you.
And the ones who aren't don't care.
You like I care.
And that is why you will remain a violent little scumbag, Marcel.
Who nobody loves.
See, I didn't even want to see you two.
Do you think you can come to this, Nick, and get to choose which copper you want to waste a couple of minutes of their life just to get a statement from you?
Mind you, to be fair, that was a great couple of minutes.
Best couple of minutes I've had all day, so thank you for that, Marcel.
Why don't I just leave, yeah?
No, no, do stay.
Oh, please, Marcel, stay. We insist.
You haven't finished your story yet.
You two are the biggest jokers I know.
It's been 5 years, Marcel. Have a heart.
5 years of what?
Come on, Marcel. What have we just told you 2 minutes ago?
Manners, Marcel.
Oh, man.
You must have manners.
5 years of what, if you wouldn't mind telling me?
5 years of taking statements.
Mostly from useless little no-marks like yourself.
Who have done nothing but harm decent people trying to get on with their lives.
Seriously?
Seriously.
5 years of you two joined at a hip.
Oh, I wouldn't go as far as that.
I would. For as long as I have known you two, you carry on like this. Happy anniversary, then.
You trying to be funny?
No.
Because it would be my pleasure...
Our pleasure.
...to throw you, feet first, out of the nearest window.
You can't do that.
We know we can't.
But we would still like to.
I can't make you happy, can I?
Marcel, I don't think there is a soul alive that you are capable of making happy.
That is where you are wrong. I make my mum happy. I make my baby mothers happy.
You what?
Baby mothers. Mothers to my ute.
Ute?
Babies, kids, children.
And how many of these utes do you have?
Four.
Four?
And another one on the way.
Well, now I've heard everything.
Well, I thought you knew, Max.
What about him?
Half of his friends have got kids all over. It's like a fashion statement.
Back in my day, a fashion statement was a shirt with the words Fred Perry written on it.
Still is. I got 3 shirts by Fred Perry.
Fred Perry's been dead for years. It wasn't by him.
Anyhow, the point I keep making is that I'm trying to do what you say.
Well, that makes a change.
Do what, Marcel?
Be polite and that. Wish you both a happy anniversary.
Oh, you say it like you mean it.
I do mean it.
We know that. We have an enormous file upstairs with your name written all over it, full of things that you meant to do, like hurting people.
I will say it again.
Please do.
Happy anniversary. A thank you would be nice.
Yes, it would be.
In case you don't know, it's wood.
Wood?
Wood what?
wood, as in anniversary. Oh. It's your fifth year, so it's your wooden anniversary. Like, 25 is silver, 60 is diamond, like what the Queen had.
You are a smart little lad, when you try, aren't you, Marcel?
There is no try about it. It's just something you know, innit? So once again, with feeling, happy anniversary. Still, no, thank you.
Thank you.
Weren't so hard now?
Well, you have no idea.
Is there anything else that you wish to waste our time with, Marcel? Mm.
You call why I came in here wasting your time?
Everything you do is a waste of time.
So why are you laughing at me then?
Well, it beats crying about it.
I'm serious, yeah?
Well, then, I suggest you make this good.
And quick.
Very quick.
I'll start at the beginning then.
Usually best place to start.
But not if you're going to start laughing again.
We won't.
You have our word.
I mean it.
Is that supposed to be a threat somehow?
It ain't.
I'm not impressed.
It ain't a threat. But if you laugh again, I'm getting up and walking right out of this nick.
Oh, well, we can't have that, can we, Sean?
Absolutely not, Max.
Right. You heard the man?
Oh, I heard him, Max.
Right. Straight face forward.
Jokers, 24/7, the two of you.
The beginning, Marcel, if you please. What is this about?
It's about an assault.
Assault on who?
My dog. Some fool assaulted my dog. There, you see. I knew you were going to do that. I should have put money down, in fact. No way did the two of you have dogs. You wouldn't be making faces like those if you had. What you don't think is a serious offence, beating up someone's dog.
How did someone beat up your dog?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Whoever did this should be glad I wasn't there, though.
No, I don't want to hear that, Marcel.
I wish I was there.
Marcel?
It would have been worth him hurting my dog just so I could catch him doing it.
Well, how did he do it?
I just said I wasn't there.
Well, in what state did you find your dog?
Like he'd been put in a bag, kicked around like a football. His left eye was hanging out of his socket. I mean, you tell me, what kind of a person does that?
You're absolutely right, Marcel. What kind of a person does that?
The same kind of person that would stab an innocent kid.
See, yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up. I was waiting for it.
We know what you did to that kid.
Allegedly. I was cleared, remember?
Oh, that we do remember.
All too well.
Right. So now that we've cleared that up, what about my dog? Someone hurt my dog.
You really do care about this dog, don't you?
Of course I care.
Why?
See?
Why this dog and not anyone you've hurt in the past?
I saved this life. Me and JB are tight.
JB?
My dog.
We know that. What does it stand for, JB?
Jack Bauer. You don't watch 24?
No, Marcel, I do not watch 24.
But you said you saved his life. How?
One night I was coming out of my yacht's yard.
Yacht?
My girlfriend.
Well, I know what you mean, but don't say yacht.
What's your problem?
It's not a word. That's my problem.
Come like my old English teacher, Mr. Singh.
I like him already.
Yeah? Well, I didn't.
So, you were coming from your girlfriend's place.
Or should we say one of your girlfriends?
What can I say, Dredd?
Dredd?
I'm popular with the women.
Oh, maybe you are, but don't say Dredd either.
Dredd is a word, you know.
I do not care. Don't say it.
You came out and then what?
I was waiting for my brother Joe to come pick me up when I heard this sound by the rubbish bins. I look around and I see this cardboard box full to the brim with puppies. Tiny puppies, like they'd been born only a minute ago. Dalmatians. Someone had left them to die. It was cold as well, man.
Cool, you're all out, Marcel.
Would you rather I just left them there? I went back inside my girl's place. They're all shivering. She got a couple of her baby milk bottles and we fed them milk. They might have been dogs, but they were still babies. Tiny puppies. You could fit it in your hand. We stayed up all night feeding them. But they all died, except one.
Let me guess, JB.
JB weren't going down for anybody. He weren't ready to go. I respected him for that.
Your dog?
You respected your dog?
You had better believe.
I think I've heard everything now.
He's my best friend. Laugh all you want. Someone hurt my dog, I want him dealt with.
Him?
What makes you think it was a him?
It's obvious.
Why is it obvious, Marcel?
It ain't in a yacht's, I mean a girl's nature to be so violent, especially to a dog. It was a him. And I think I know who.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, I think I do.
Well, don't keep us hanging about.
Who, Marcel?
My next door neighbour. Some old man.
Why would this old man harm your dog?
I don't know.
Well, don't know was made to know, Marcel.
Why don't you go and ask him?
Because we're asking you.
So why?
The old fool has been giving me trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Old man trouble. Too moody for his own good.
Now, what does that mean? Be specific.
I thought I was.
Not even close, son.
Every time I see him on the estate, he's always giving me the eye. Staring at me in a way I don't like.
Oh, staring at you, you say?
Yeah.
In a way you do not like.
You deaf. You're getting hard of hearing, old man.
Less of it.
You know, I can't help but feel this sounds awfully familiar, Marcel.
Someone staring at you in a way you don't like.
It's what you said about Nathan Miller, wasn't it?
Found not guilty, remember?
So, this old man...
My neighbour, don't forget that.
He's staring at you in a way you don't like.
Keep going.
And from that, you believe he attacked your dog?
Right, thank you.
God, you should be doing this for a living, Marcel.
Doing what?
Wasting our time.
I ain't wasting your time. I want something done about this.
You want something done about this, not something.
All right, something. Oh. I want something done about this, happy?
What else?
What else what?
What else is going on between you and this neighbour?
What did you do to make him attack your dog, Marcel? Mm.
Right, because it has to have been me that started things.
Exactly.
Well, it has to be you.
It is always you, Marcel.
Well, not this time.
Mm, so what is it then?
Banging on my door in the middle of the night, for one.
Why is that?
Telling me to turn the telly down. Not asking, telling.
So you did do something.
So turning my telly up a bit is a crime now.
It's called disturbing the peace.
It was the way he said it that got my back up. Like he's a big man, he's running things.
Tings?
I mean, he was coming into my face, giving it large.
I know what you mean. Just try and keep it in the English language for us.
He was threatening me with all sorts if I did not do as he said. The next night, another one of my yap. One of my girlfriends came by. She wanted to play COD.
COD?
What?
She wanted to play COD?
Max.
What, he said it. He said she wanted to play COD.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. It's a game.
I knew that. Carry on.
Can't play COD with a sound, Dan. It ruins the environment.
So you turned the telly up?
Too right I did.
And he came back?
Banging on my door. He was effing and blinding, all that. Warning me. I have to do as I'm told. I told the man to step. He was crossing a line with me big time.
I did not realise you had a line there, Marcel.
Well, we just assumed you never needed much of an excuse to hurt somebody.
He was lucky my girl was there.
Girlfriend's name?
Why?
Because we may need to speak to her, that's why.
So, girlfriend's name?
Natasha. Everyone calls her Tash. She don't like violence.
Smart girl.
And yet, she is playing Call of Duty with you.
Yeah, let's pretend it's not real. Now, I was in the mood to drop this fool right there and then. But I thought better of it. I just told him to step. Don't bother me again.
But according to you, he didn't get the message.
Not at first. But I was going to make sure he did.
And now, what does that mean?
What did you do, Marcel?
Now, can I just say, for the record, I didn't break any laws.
Marcel?
Now, I just wanted to scare the old fool, get him to leave me alone.
You wanted to scare him?
That was all.
So, what did you do?
Got some of my boys.
Some of your gang members?
Knock on his door at night, all loud banging and that, see how he likes it.
You're a bit old for postman's knock, aren't you?
And what else?
Follow him wherever he goes, let him know as well as Phil, we're right behind him.
Did you threaten him?
That's not how I'd describe it.
Then how would you describe it, Marcel?
My braids would just have words.
What kind of words?
To leave me alone. Don't knock on my door, don't eyeball me. You know, I thought it'd work, because me and my boys are smoking on the stairwell. We see him coming dressed like he's on his way to a funeral or something. We thought he was about to lose it again. But instead, he looked like he was going to wet his pants. The old fool looked like he was about to cry. He just turned around and walked back to the lift. I was laughing my head off. I couldn't help myself. JB broke free from me and started barking at him. Not bite, just bark. I really thought that was it. Done and dusted. Next day, I'm taking JB for a walk in the park. I let him off the leash so he can do his thing behind a tree or something. I call his name. Now, he's usually back within a minute. JB knows better than to go out far. When he didn't come, yeah, I knew something was up. Now, my heart was doing cartwheels. I was looking all over the park for him, nothing. Right then, I knew what all those parents that lose their kids are going through.
That is not the same. It will never be the same, don't you dare.
I love my dog, I ain't embarrassed to say it.
Right, so you searched the park?
Over and over, back to front. I decided to come home in case he found his way there. And there he was, yeah. My lovely JB lying on my doorstep, all beaten up. And he did what he said he was going to do. He kicked the life out of my dog.
I have to say, Marcel, I am a little surprised that you're telling us all this.
Why?
You stab kids if they look at you wrong.
Allegedly so.
Allegedly so? Did you hear that, Max?
I'm afraid so, Sean.
Have you two quite finished?
But some old man assaults your dog and you ain't thrown him off the nearest roof.
Would you like me to?
Oi, that is not what he said.
I'm just surprised you're here, that you haven't dealt with it in your own charming way.
But why is it so hard for you two to believe I've changed?
Because it's hard for us to believe, Marcel.
Very hard indeed.
Well, I have changed. Whether you believe it or not, I'm a citizen now. I pay my tax. I feed my kids.
Yes, yes. You are Father of the Year.
I'm here. Why is that not good enough for you? Just deal with this, please. Deal with him. I don't care how much of a legend he is.
Legend? What are you talking about?
This old man's a legend.
So I hear.
What, a legend how?
You know.
No, we don't know.
Tell us.
A hard case. Back in the day, people wouldn't mess with him.
This legend, what was his name?
Morgan, I think.
You think?
Think harder, Marcel.
One time, when JB was barking at him, he flipped, and this other neighbour came over, held him back, said, calm down, Mickey, or something. I mean, something.
Mickey? Your neighbour is Mickey Morgan.
That's the dude. Now, are you going to do something about it? Or are you going to make me come out of retirement and do it for you? Your choice.
Cod, Max?
Oh, yes, I just knew you were going to bring that up.
Cod?
So good you said it twice. As soon as I said it, I just knew it. Here it comes, as soon as we were alone, he's going to make me eat this one. Sean is going to milk this one like a cow for weeks.
For weeks? Mm. I admire your optimism, Max, I really do. I'm going to milk this cod. For years, never mind weeks.
I think you're overstepping the mark, Sergeant.
Oh, come on, be fair. There's no way I could let that pass.
Well, there was a way. There was always a way.
So you're going to tell me then? Oh, Mickey Morgan? Well, I know this has got to be good, the way you pulled your face when Marcel said his name.
Well, talk about a blast from the past. From Marcel, of all people?
Right, so who is he then? Who's Mickey Morgan when he's at home?
Back in the day, we're talking 30 years. Yeah. Mickey was a lowlife, small-time thief. He and his friends had a little firm going. They would steal anything that wasn't nailed down. Jewellery, credit cards. They would fence anything.
Drugs?
Only on a small level, nothing to get in a stitch about, bit of weed here and there.
The record?
Long as my arm. Mickey was in and out of prison so often, I thought they were going to give him his own parking space.
So what changed?
What makes you think something changed?
The look on your face when Marcel said Mickey Morgan, you got the chills, you gave me the chills even.
It was back when gangs robbed post offices.
What, Mickey did over a post office?
Well, he said he didn't. A four-man gang did the old post office on Roma Road. There was a bobby on the beat.
Oh, what happened?
He walked in on them, tried to play hero by wresting the gun off one of them.
Oh, no, the idiot. He didn't get himself killed, did he?
Shot in the face.
Oh, what?
He wasn't killed, just blinded for life. Mm. Anyhow, we got three of them. One got away. They were all associates of Mickey. He swore blind. He had nothing to do with it. He went off the grid after that. We never heard from him again.
Until now.
Out of the entire firm, Mickey was always the one I felt would grow out of his league and do something hardcore.
But you said he denied it.
Of course he denied it. I always deny it. Remind me what it is you do for a living, Sean.
Oh, no need to take it out on me. I was only saying it because you did. Sounds like you had your doubts.
There is no doubt. Mickey and his mates blinded that copper. 19 years old he was. Only 3 months on the job.
I'm sorry. Hey, so what now? Do we give this back to uniform?
Pass up on the chance to see Mickey again? Not on your life.
I can't believe you didn't tell him the courtroom story, Max.
Oi, what courtroom story?
Oh, why would I, Mickey? Why would that ever come up?
Well, to amuse your boy here.
Hey, listen to the boy. He happens to be a detective sergeant.
Yeah, and I can brush my teeth and everything.
Sorry, mate. I meant no offence.
None taken.
It's a cracking story, though.
Well, go on, let's hear it.
Max?
Oh, no, be my guest, Mickey.
See, Sean, back in the day...
Oh, well, that'd be the good old 80s.
30 years, can you believe? Like it was yesterday. Max here knew me. Max had time for me. Well, he had time for us all. He knew we weren't all bad.
We all make mistakes.
A top-notch tea leaf, I was.
Now, that is true.
What was also true is that Max was a top-class thief-taker.
Oh, he still is.
Oh, ain't that sweet. Praising the old man.
Well, it's just a fact.
He's just saying that because he wants to make Inspector now.
Max was top. Still top, if you like. But he could not catch us, though. Not a chance. Even on our best days at Grafton, he couldn't keep up. Oh, but he tried, Sean. He would put a whole team on us. Watch us all day in his car. He must have been swearing blind the first minute, the first second he catches one of us so much as even thinking about doing a bit of creeping. He would have us.
I did have you.
Well, that is true. That is very true. The joke is, Sean, I wasn't even creeping that day, just a spot of kiting.
What's kiting?
He was picking people's pockets.
I was in the pub, watching the footy, getting all depressed and a half, seeing Chelsea get another spanking, when some tough-looking bloke, he comes to the bar to get around him. His wallet was that fat, I knew he was ripe.
Yes, and that makes it all right, doesn't it, Mickey?
Well, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but... Well, I was in one of those moods.
You were always in one of those moods. You were a thief, Mickey.
Hold up, hear me out. You don't know how it was.
Well, how was it then?
I'd had a mouthful the night before from the missus. Need to pay this, need to pay that, on and on. And then I had the boys doing their usual, palming me off with stuff that I'm supposed to juggle with and find a buyer for. But it was a bad day. Everyone's pockets were empty because of the recession. I just fancied doing something different that day. Variety is a spice of life, isn't it? I want to liven things up for myself.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, he did.
Anyhow, this bloke, yuppie looking, with the fattest wallet I'd ever seen, places his jacket on the bar as he orders. My eyes were bulging out at the sight of it, you know, like Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, no, I've seen the film.
I get myself all ready. I eye quickly where he puts the wallet, inside left. Now this... is right in itself, this is. I wait till he's paid up. As soon as he puts his wallet away, I am in like Flynn. I put my jacket over his as soon as he turns to pass his mates the drinks. I swipe up both jackets and I head for the door, just like that. Get in.
Is this where I come in?
I'm only out the door 5 seconds, Sean, where I've got two uniforms waiting for me and Max here grinning from ear to ear. Yeah. How in all that is blue could I have got myself touched like that?
I'll be honest, I could not believe my luck.
You couldn't believe it, I couldn't believe it. 2 months later, I'm finally up in court. My brief is laying on the line for me, Sean. Sorry, Mr. Morgan, there's no two ways about it. It's not looking good. You are expected to receive a custodial sentence. I couldn't believe it, Sean. I'm doing bird, no doubt whatsoever. I am looking at 6 to 8 months. I tell him I can't do bird right now. I've got another baby on the way. I told the missus I'd be there for her. I can't do 6 months. I just ain't in the mood for it.
Right, so what did you do?
Yes, Mickey. What did you do? Tell him.
Before I start, I would just like to say...
You've already started, Mickey. I told you this would happen, Sean. Once the great Mickey Morgan starts, he never shuts up for anyone.
The great Mickey Morgan. I never tire of hearing that, especially from you, Max.
Just get on with it.
I know already. This is going to be good.
Now, my brief did his best with the judge, playing the sob story. This poor, uneducated, unemployed man. I could see the judge weren't going for it. It was obvious. He'd made his mind up. It was my turn to say something, you know, throw myself at the court, plead mercy and all that. And it just came to me.
Well, what came to you?
I thought, I might as well. I've got nothing to lose.
What?
Let's see what happens.
To this day, Mickey, I cannot believe you had the front.
Well, is someone going to tell me what happened?
Well, go on then, Michael. What are you waiting for?
Michael?
That is your name?
Well, only people who are very angry with me call me Michael. My mum, her indoors, and now you. Dear old Max.
Less than the old.
Look in the mirror, mate.
Oh, Mickey, what did you do?
I gayed it up.
You what?
In court. As I was pleading mercy to the judge, I gayed it right up. And I mean gay. Capital G. That kind of gay that makes Dale Winton look like Brad Pitt.
Are you serious?
Is what I said. Oh, I'm really sorry, everybody, my lord, your honour. It was an honest mistake. Truly it was. I picked up the jacket. My mistake. That is all it was. I was so frightened seeing all of the policemen outside. I almost cried. My lord, I really did. Please,
Please forgive me. I'm sorry. It will never happen again. I'll be more careful in future. I promise you.
He didn't. He most certainly did. I was there. I never saw a thing like it.
I could see the judge's face cracking up. Even if he didn't believe me, I gave him some entertainment.
And there was me thinking we were living in the 21st century.
Oh, come on. I was only having a laugh.
Not funny, Mickey. Not funny at all.
Do you have any idea how boring courtrooms are?
Well, of course he knows, Mickey.
Do I? Especially when you're having to be there all day to give evidence. Losing the will to live doesn't even begin to describe it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Our experience is slightly different from yours, Mickey, wouldn't you say?
All I am saying is the people in those courts just want to get back home to their EastEnders and their Corrie. I was out there within the hour.
An hour and a half, actually.
No need to be a sore loser, Max. It was 30 years ago.
I'm just saying.
As I left the courtroom grinning from ear to ear, I see Max here, waiting for me by the door. He puts his arm right around me, like my dad used to, whispers in my ear. What was it you said, Max?
I don't remember.
That's all right, because I do. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I bet you won't.
What did Max say then, Mickey?
What do you mean, what did Max say, Mickey? I'm sitting right next to you, aren't I, partner?
You said you didn't remember.
Are you two having a domestic?
You asked me.
Sorry, Max. What did you say?
I said 10 out of 10.
10 out of bleeding 10, actually. See, even Max had a good time with us. You might want to learn something from him, my young friend. Respect. It costs nothing.
I am always learning from him, even though he doesn't believe me.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they, Max?
How about we talk about these days, shall we, Mickey?
Oh, you don't want to waste your time talking about that little scroat from next door, do you?
Well, that is why we called you in, Mickey.
And there was me thinking that you missed me.
Actually, Mickey, until yesterday, I never gave you a second thought. No offence?
None taken.
My mind was too occupied thinking about Dwyer's family.
Dwyer? You've lost me, Max.
P.C. Dwyer. P.C. Andrew Dwyer, to be precise.
Oh.
The one who was shot in the face by one of your mates and was blinded for life.
I don't suppose it'd make any difference in the world to you if I said once again I didn't have anything to do with that.
You're right, Mickey. It wouldn't make any difference in the world.
Thing is, Mickey, a very serious allegation's been made against you.
Yes, I know, from that nomarch who lives next door to me, Marcel something.
Marcel Edwards.
What kind of parent calls their kids Marcel? He never stood a chance, did he?
He's claiming you armed his dog.
Oh, and you're investigating? Oh, come on, Max. This is a case for uniform. The wooden tops. You shouldn't be wasting your time like this.
You're right. Normally I wouldn't, but as soon as I heard your name...
You made an exception. You just had to.
You could say that.
Did you do it? Did you assault Marcel's dog?
I might have kicked it a little. A couple of times.
Kicked it a little? You took the dog's eye out, Mickey.
I didn't do anything. You can't prove that I did.
You really want to do that? Play that with me?
Well, why'd you kick it in the first place, Mickey?
Because it was doing my head in, and that little git knew it.
Well, you're going to have to elaborate on that. Doing your head in how?
Always barking all the time. And that Marcel kid was encouraging it. He does not know how to look after a dog. He just lets it bark. He does not feed it or pet it. He just lets it bark. One time I saw him let off the leash. He let it run around the estate, scaring some old deer after death.
OK, so what made you step in then? Why did you, as you say, kick it a little, a couple of times?
It was just one day in particular. I just lost it.
And why did you lose it, Mickey?
What was so particular about that day?
I was coming out of the flat. That Marcel, him and his mates were on the stairwell, stinking it to high heaven with their weed. And that flipping dog was off the leash again, barking at me all the way to the lifts. I snapped. I kicked it a couple of times and it ran off, that's all.
You still haven't answered our question, Mickey.
I didn't do the dog.
What was so particular about that day?
Is that relevant?
Why don't you just tell and we'll be the judge?
I was on my way to a funeral.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you, Sean.
Anyone I know?
I knew you'd ask me that. As a matter of fact, yes.
Let me guess, one of your four?
Oh, very good, Max. See if you can tell me for a bonus point.
Marvin.
I'll have to hurry you.
Dennis.
Sorry, but your time's up.
Carl Rickman.
Correct, but you answered after the buzzer. No points for you.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I bet you are.
I am, Mickey. Carl was all right, I had time for him.
But not for the rest of us.
He was the only one, I believe, that had a conscience about what happened.
About the post office.
So? You admit it, then?
I am not admitting to anything.
What happened to Carl?
He had a stroke, a bad one, never recovered. I haven't seen him in years. I wanted to pay my respects, that is all. So I had no time for that ruddy dog.
It must have been really upsetting for you, Mickey.
Well, you've no idea.
Stressful day. Casual friend dying.
Casual? Me and Carl grew up together. We all did.
Well, he meant a lot to you then.
Yes, he did.
A family of thieves.
We were still family.
Like you say, pay respects to your friend.
My brother.
The last thing you need is a bleeding dog barking away at your heels.
I lost my voice telling that kid to get his dog to back off.
And he wouldn't listen?
No.
You were angry.
Steaming angry.
Him and that dog must pay the price.
And it did.
How, Mickey? How did that dog pay the price?
Like I told you.
What, with a couple of kicks?
A couple of little kicks is what I think essential.
Right, right. So help me out here, Mickey. You're on your way to the funeral for a friend who you loved like a brother. Marcel and his mates are smoking weed on the stairwell. You get the lift. Marcel's dog's barking at you, scaring you.
Scaring me? Who said I was scared?
All right, no need to raise your voice.
I was not scared.
Upset, then?
Me and Carl grew up in the same care home. He was everything to me.
I don't doubt that, but here's my problem, Mickey. You're welling up with emotion, some annoying dog's barking away at you, and all you did was give it a couple of kicks.
A couple of little kicks, sure.
Oh, yes, right, a couple of little kicks.
Have you two finished? It's like watching the two Ronnies.
You weren't finished with that dog, though, were you, Mickey?
You're not finished with Marcel, either.
What makes you think that?
How did you get that scar on your face?
I tripped over.
Nasty.
Nasty indeed.
Well, your affection for me is most touching, gents.
Was it from the mugging, Mickey?
A few weeks back, wasn't it, Mickey?
Oh, you boys have been busy whilst you're waiting for me to come in. Been talking to Uniform, have you? It wasn't a mugging. I told Uniform, I am telling you.
One of your neighbours didn't think it was a mugging either.
One of my neighbours should mind their own business.
She found you bleeding and crying outside your front doorstep.
I wasn't crying.
But you were bleeding.
Of course I was bleeding. I fell over. I had one too many.
She said she saw a group of boys running off.
I can't help you with that.
How do you account for what she said, Mickey?
I can't, like I said.
Yeah, you fell over.
I told her not to call the old Bill.
Why's that?
Look, I didn't want...
You didn't want what?
The aggravation.
What did Marcel do to you, Mickey?
Nothing, not a thing.
Let's go back to the stairwell.
If you like.
You had left your flat, you were on your way to Carl's funeral.
Right.
Carl, who you loved like a brother.
Yes, that is right.
And you're walking down the stairwell when you see them.
See them? I could smell them. I told them to open the windows.
But I wouldn't listen.
To the great Mickey Morgan.
Well, come down, eh, to hear yourself beg.
I've never begged in my life.
You never begged them to stop smoking weed on the stairwell. You never begged your neighbour not to call the police. You never begged those boys to stop beating you. And you never begged the dog to stop barking.
That's right, not me, not never.
You said you took a lift.
Yes, I took a lift.
You were walking down the stairwell first and you saw them.
Smoking weed.
You challenged them.
We had words.
Did you, Mickey? Are you sure about that? Are you sure you were not too scared to face them, so you turned round and walked back to the lift? Marcel saw you, and I bet you could hear him laughing at you. Then, just for good measures, he sets his dog on you.
Well, the same dog that's been keeping you awake, as well as Marcel playing Call of Duty.
And it was Carl's funeral.
Your best mate.
Who you loved like a brother. Did something snap, Mickey?
Did you think no more?
No more aggravation are you going to take from that Marcel?
It's time to make him pay.
And his dog.
Is that how it was, Mickey?
Mickey, you're not saying anything, mate.
You think we're doing this for Marcel, Mickey?
He's nothing but a little scrote, you're right about that. We couldn't give a monkey's.
But he has filed a complaint.
And we're obliged to see it through. Just tell us what happened with his dog, then we can close this case, you take a slap on the wrist and that'll be it.
Mickey, any time now.
Mickey, listen to me, Marcel is nothing. You and Carl and the rest of your firm might have been a bunch of wrong'uns, but you had something.
What?
He speaks.
At last.
What was it you think we had, Max? Charm? Sophistication? Or, as you say, were we nothing but a bunch of wrong'uns?
You never hurt anyone.
Until the post office. According to you, that is.
That is right. Until the post office. Are you admitting to being responsible for that robbery, you and your mates, your firm?
Let us say for the moment,
no,
if...
No, no, no ifs. Not here, not today, not for this. You give me a yes or no right now. Did you and your friends carry out that robbery?
Would it really make you feel better if I said yes, Max?
You don't know me at all if you have to ask that.
It was the 80s, Max. Everyone was feeling the pinch, thieving wrong'uns included.
Is that a yes?
Or maybe Dennis persuaded us. Maybe he said it was an easy snatch.
Is that an excuse?
No, it's not an excuse. I'm just answering the question. Maybe. Maybe we had no money. Maybe we wanted money. Maybe no one was supposed to get hurt. Maybe we never wanted to blind that copper.
Who was it? Who fired the gun?
Maybe it was Carl. Maybe he was never the same after that. Maybe he was like an empty shell. A dead man walking.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
Maybe that's why we all disappeared. Why we all went off grid. Maybe.
I don't care about any of you.
Then why all this? Why did you want to see me? To get justice for a bleeding dog?
To get the truth.
You know, it's not Marcel that I'm scared of. It was me, scared of what we became. I see them scroats wandering about like they own everything, not caring about anything except themselves, strutting around a manor with their dogs, their attitude, their knives.
Yeah, we all know about Marcel and his knives.
You were lucky you got away with just to kick him.
It's like I'm living in a world I don't belong to anymore.
You will forgive me if I don't care.
I'm not asking you to, but these kids...
What about these kids, Mickey? What's got you so worried about them?
The last thing he is worried, Sean.
Max, please.
What did you say?
Just hear him out.
I got it wrong, Max. You're the one who could learn from this boy here.
These kids, Mickey. Tell me about them.
They are fearless. They are selfish, self-centred, and have no empathy for anyone but themselves. They scare me. They scare us, everyone on the estate. What scares me most is that they would rather die than learn. They live by the knife, they die by it. How much do you want to bet that Marcel does not live to see 30? Anyone? Eh? Either of you? Nah, didn't think so.
Why did you attack his dog?
I lost it. I wanted to show him, I wanted to show myself that I was still top-notch.
And PC Dwyer, Mickey, what was he?
Well, maybe he was our guilt. Our shame.
Confess, then. Make a statement.
Oh, you must be joking. I won't make it that easy for you, Max. Post office, some poxy dog or not. There's still a game to be played. There's no lawyer. I have not been cautioned. There is nothing I have said that you can use.
You think I don't know that?
Of course you do. I'm telling you to suck eggs. It's an annoying trait of mine. Ask for Mrs. Or should I say ex-Mrs.? But there's still a game.
I'm getting too old for games, Mickey.
Aren't we all, Max?
Right. That's me, dump. All right, I'm off to the pub.
Have fun, Sean. See you tomorrow.
Well, you're not coming?
Not tonight. Fancy an early night.
Well, that's a first. Something I've done.
That'd be daft.
Something I said, then.
What are you talking about?
In the interview room with Mickey when I talked over you.
You did a lot of talking over. We both did. It's what we do, remember?
No, I said I wanted to know about the kids, the way you looked at me.
How did I look at you?
Like you wanted to cut my nose off and feed it to me.
Oh, it wasn't you, son. It was Mickey. He had me all over the place in there.
So are we all right?
Of course we are.
Right. See you tomorrow.
Thing is...
Oh, I knew it was something.
Oh, blimey. I opened my gob for a second and you think the worst.
What is it then? What did I do wrong?
Nothing. Not a thing. Truth be told... You were brilliant in there.
I was?
Yeah. You were knockout. You were following my lead, but you used your initiative. You followed it up when he was talking about the kids. That takes smart thinking. And you, my son, Detective Sergeant Sean Armitage, are full of it.
Right. I'm a little dazed at the moment, but thank you.
Well, don't thank me. You don't need me anymore. You can do this on your own.
No, don't say that.
I can't do this job forever, Sean, you know that.
Don't say that either.
It's all right, I'm not planning on hanging up my boots just yet. I'm just saying, when the time comes, I can't think of anyone better than you taking over from me.
Right, well, I'm still dazed, but thank you.
Go on, get yourself a nice pint, you earned it. Then get yourself home to that lovely wife of yours.
No, you know what, I think I'll skip the pub. Go straight home to that lovely wife of mine.
You think correctly, Sean. Wise choice. Night, son.
Night, Max.
In the Interrogation by Roy Williams. Max was played by Kenneth Cranham and Sean by Alex Lanapeckham. Mickey was played by Danny Webb and Marcel was played by Jason Mazza. The director was Mary Pate.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The government has been spelling out how it intends to transfer more than 40 years of EU law onto the British statute book in time for Brexit. The Brexit Secretary David Davis said several thousand pieces of EU law would have to be brought into UK legislation to make sure there was certainty for business, workers and consumers. Labour warned that some Conservative MPs would try to water down workers' rights and called on Mr Davis to face them down. He told the Commons the Great Repeal Bill would result in laws being made and interpreted in the UK.
It will provide clarity and certainty for businesses, workers and consumers across the United Kingdom on the day we leave the EU. It will mean that as we exit the EU and seek a new, deep and special partnership with the European Union, we'll be doing so from a position where we have the same standards and rules. But it will also ensure that we deliver on our promise to end the supremacy of European Union law in the UK as we exit.
The French President François Hollande has insisted Brexit talks must first decide the terms of the UK's divorce, including whether Britain owes money to the EU, before the new relationship with Europe could be considered. The government argues that under Article 50, which triggered the UK's exit, the two matters must be considered together. The bodies of five people have been found with the wreckage of a helicopter which went missing in Snowdonia. Police and mountain rescue teams launched a major search yesterday when the aircraft failed to arrive in Dublin. The former Labour Mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, has repeated his claim that there was collaboration between the Nazis and the Zionist movement before the Second World War. He made the comments as he appeared before a misconduct panel which could expel him from Labour because of the controversial remarks. The Bank of England is considering plans to use palm oil in the production of the new £20 note. Vegans and some religious groups had objected to the use of animal fats in the plastic £5 note. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4, where in a moment, Claire Balding joins a group of students and refugees who enjoy walking together in the final episode of the current series of Ramblings. That's after a word from John Wilson.
In his new novel, White Tears, Harry Kundrew explores the romantic idea that sound never dies, a theory proposed by the father of radio himself.
I mean, I love that Marconi idea, very eccentric idea. He thought if you had the right equipment, you could pick up any sound that had ever taken place in the history of the world. You know, he believed that you could hear the Sermon on the Mount. And that's a wonderful, pregnant thought for a writer, the idea that if you can only hear the vibrations, then, you know, it will all be revealed.
Harry Kundrew talking to me, John Wilson, on Front Row this evening at 7.15.
In half an hour, Mariola Frostrup meets the author whose new book, Erotic Stories for Punjabi Widows, is challenging the narrative of the Indian family, an institution well known for being a support network, except when it comes to women in difficult circumstances. That's on Open Book at 3.30. Now, though, it